Are you looking forward to a big cup run for Leeds United, or are you somebody who favours the league more than the cup?
I favour the league more than the cup when we're getting knocked out. But in all seriousness, it's always nice to have a cup run, isn't it? You know, it's always good to try and get through the early rounds with little scares. And then, obviously, if we can get some one of the big boys at Elland Road, it always makes for a good occasion. So, you know, maybe getting a win there and sneaking, it's a good chance to really raise the profile and continue to try and recoup some of the lost generation that we almost had, you know, through poor results and everything else that went with it. But it's a nice little thing to do, is get a cup run, obviously overcome Port Vale and see if you can get in the next round. It just adds to a little bit of excitement. Nobody likes to go out early doors. Like I say, though, people like me and others will say, oh, we can focus on the league now if we do go out early doors. But I think everyone, if they were being really honest with themselves, everyone would want a bit of a cup run, see how far you can get and what you can do against some of the bigger teams.
I think as well, with the fact that Thomas Christiansen is still settling into what being the Leeds United head coach is all about, to get that winning run, be it league games, cup games, all told, I think it's important to build that kind of mentality, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You're right there. And I mean, it obviously gives him more opportunity to experiment with the team, with the squad. He's got a larger squad than we've had in recent years. And you know, I think I'm expecting quite a few changes tonight, which we'll be interested to see. And yeah, like you say, it just gives him a little bit of a chance to really put his ethos into the squad and make them play how he wants them to. It's always difficult because you're winning nothing really, in a sense of if you beat Port Vale, everyone says you expect to do it, and if you lose, it's funny. Well, for everyone else, it's funny, should I say. But you do want to get that momentum, especially as if Gary Monk was still the Leeds United manager, it probably wouldn't hold as much significance with Christiansen being there now, new guy, first league game coming up on Saturday against Preston. Obviously, he wants to hit that with a little bit of momentum. Especially with Preston being beat last night, if we could get the win today, go into that with a bit of confidence, a bit of momentum, and it might even give him a little bit of food for thought in terms of squad selection, because we got the win against Bolton at the weekend. If a couple of lads who are coming in tonight put in a good shift and really show what they're about, then they could potentially play their way into the plans of the manager.
Also, when it comes to the squad and maybe players who are going to have to be looked at being brought in, maybe for the defensive side for Leeds United and the centre backs, it is looking a bit thin as a position. That
it is, yeah. I mean, obviously, I don't know if I've not seen any news on Pennington just yet, but the longer that goes on, the more worried I'm getting, really, in terms of how long, because it could be a nasty one if he's damaged any ligaments in his foot, so it could be a bit of a lengthy absence for him, which would be a blow, because I thought he played really well from the time that he was on the pitch on Sunday. You're always going to be looking at recruits. I think they were looking at bringing in another centre-half anyway, regardless, but this has probably brought it more to the front of the minds of the owner and the managers to needing to get somebody in. We are in a little bit of a better position than we might have been, having got Barfoot Jackson on at left-back, because that potentially gives us the opportunity to shift Luke Ayling into the middle, because he's a very able stopgap there. Obviously, move Berardi across to the right if he's recovered from his dislocated shoulder in time. But there are options there available to us. Obviously, Anita, let's not forget him. But ideally, you want your centre-backs playing, you want your full-backs playing at full-back, not having to shift around too much. So I wouldn't be surprised if there's a bit of an unveiling, maybe even before the game tonight. I don't know. I know obviously they unveiled Anita at the kit launch. So maybe something a little bit quirky like that could be on the cards again for today's game. But I wouldn't be surprised if there's another centre-back in place, certainly ahead of the Preston game on Saturday.
Lastly, ahead of tonight, Dominic, do you dare give some kind of score prediction for this one?
It's always difficult, isn't it? I'm going to go 4-1 Leeds.